apparently, excuse me, apparently, about a week before the actual bombing occurred, there was a German bomber came over the New Forest and dropped a series of incendiary devices, that obviously caused flames, burning fires. And also some of them were fluorescent flares giving off quite a bright light. And the soldiers that were in Allen Greenhouse, my dad included, were ordered out with buckets of sand and what have you to extinguish these flares. Now, my dad could never come up with anything to prove it, but he thinks that this raid about a week before the actual bombing was some sort of Pathfinder raid to sort of identify where likely targets were. So, come the night of the September 5th, 6th of September 1940, with no warning whatsoever, as I understand it, there wasn't any particular effective air raid warning system in the middle of the New Forest, planes came over from the south, heading towards Allen Greenhouse itself. And if you look at the land in front of Allen Greenhouse, there are still, even now, a number of craters in a line heading down towards the house. And a number of high explosive bombs hit the eastern end of the house particularly and resulted in four guys being killed and about 14 or so being injured. Now, I mean, the next thing I'll say, which again is more than anything conjecture, is the old soldiers, my dad included, used to say that because it was a big house, the Germans thought perhaps there was a high-ranking officer in the house, so it was a good target.